You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting here awash in papers. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing well. Wherever you're joining us from in the state tonight, it's so great to have you. Christmas is approaching. We've got some Christmas talk tonight. We got great guests, a fun question. It's going to be a really... It's going to be an extravagant night here tonight at Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Conrad Krieger is on the other side of the glass working the board tonight. And how's it going?
I mean, it's going well. Yeah. It was nice and warm today, wasn't it?
It's all right. I didn't go out. Not really an outside guy.
But, well, I worked up a sweat in the gym, and then after I got out, I was like, wow, actually, it's pretty nice. And I was wearing all my winter get up. And really? I had the window rolled down for a little bit just because I was so hot from the gym.
And it was like 40.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
And it felt nice, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think I'm excited. It should be. It looks like it's going to be a white Christmas. I don't think it's going to be that cold out. At least, I mean, that could change tomorrow.
Yes, it could.
And it's interesting because we will talk to our first guest tonight. I'm really excited to have my first guest of the night tonight, in the form of one Mace Michaels. He is our Civic Media weatherman and does such a great job. You hear him probably at the top and the bottom of the hour, keeping you informed on weather. And we'll talk to Mace about what kind of winter we can have or we're going to have this year. I keep hearing cold and snowy, but I'm excited to hear from the expert. So Mace will be here at 5:35. We'll ask him if it will be a white Christmas, maybe seek some confirmation. And then we've got Rob Thomas here in hour number two to talk movies. I saw a great movie last night, and I'm so excited to talk about it. I don't know if Rob has seen it, but I'll tell you guys about it in just a few minutes. It's an outstanding film. Probably will be in Oscar contention. At least that's what I read. And after seeing it, I can pretty much verify that it was absolutely a great watch. And then we're going to talk some Christmas in Hayward in hour number three with James Netz. Am I saying his last name right?
Yeah.
Looks like one of those names where it's kind of a no-brainer, but it could be different.
Just like the basketball team.
The Nets. Nets. But his is with a Z. So it's not like Nets. It's Netz.
Netz.
Just to be, completely, just to cover all the bases. So great guests and lots to talk about as Christmas is fast approaching, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're getting your shopping done and getting everything. We have an interesting question tonight, too, that we're going to put out to you guys because Christmas, as great as it is, and the holidays in general, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, whatever, they can be pretty stressful. So we'll talk a little bit about that and all kinds of stuff. We got Bears-Packers again this weekend.
Yeah.
I have to say, this is so Chwaba. Okay, so we had an outstanding Thanksgiving. Like, the kids come home. They both have great news. They're both doing well. We had, I don't even remember what happened. I think the whole family got together. Everybody had a blast. And now Christmas is right around the corner. I think I told you earlier in the week, we're going to go see Frank's Christmas show. Love the Meyer Theater.
Awesome.
Frank and his whole troupe do an amazing job. And my daughter calls today. She's got the flu. Mm. So I'm like, well, do I go get her tonight? Because I felt bad. You want your child to be at school and sick. That's terrible. But she's not a freshman. It's like her third year. And for selfish reasons, I'm going, well, do I really want the flu? There's worse places you could be than a dorm room. Come on, kiddo. No, but she more or less offered. And by Saturday, she should be out of the woods in terms of being contagious. Because I'm like, I can't miss work. I don't like to. If I couldn't do this show, I think I missed two shows last year because I was sick. I did not get the flu shot. Well, I learned my lesson. This year I got the flu shot. Did you get a flu shot?
No, I haven't. I haven't in over 10 years.
See, you're young. And I never, there were years that I didn't get it either, but it's so, I have never had a reaction to it. It's like, I'm just going to get it. Because last year, it was the one year I didn't get it, and I got the damn flu, and it was horrible. So I think I missed two shows. I think we put a rerun on. I'm just trying to avoid that. So
yeah,
we don't want the flu going around the house.
I don't do it because I, every time I get it, I get sick instantly.
I think that's a myth.
No, I actually, it happens. You
know what vaccine gives you horrible symptoms is shingles, and I don't think you'll have to get that for a while.
Yeah, I think I got one when I was a baby or something. I don't know.
The shingles shot?
Maybe that's not one of them.
Wow. I had one like when I was 40 and I thought I was going to die. And I'm like, if actual shingles is worse than this, and supposedly it is, because they last like 12 hours. It's brutal, but apparently you do not want shingles. It's even worse. So I will get that again. But I had a flu shot with that and I thought that was the flu vaccine that was giving me the flu, because the symptoms are similar. But it was shingles, because everybody that gets the shingle shot is like, yeah, it's pretty bad. But, or at least those that react to it, some don't. Yeah. But they say you don't want shingles. It's not as bad as shingles.
I just have to get over my fear of needles, and then maybe I'll do it again.
Oh, is that the reason?
It's that, and I feel like I get sick every time I take it. So
I used to have this attitude where, like, I'm not scared of needles. I'm going to watch the needle go into my arm. And it was no big deal. And now as I get older, I'm the biggest wuss.
I don't want to see it. Every time I've had to do something with, you know, the shots or getting my blood drawn, I look the furthest away I can. There's no way I'm looking at someone putting something in my vein right now.
It's different though. Like when you get a shot, like when they draw blood from right here, that's a more sensitive area. I can't watch that. But like when they're going to jab at it, you know, I'm a mountain of muscle, dude. If they put a needle in my shoulder, I barely feel it.
So I'll tell you this right now.
Joking about
it. Yeah, I know. I, you know, since I moved to Green Bay, I had to go to get a new doctor, you know.
Yeah.
And I've been putting off getting my blood drawn for almost a year and a half now.
Blood for what? Oh, just to get a basic blood test?
Yeah, blood test. And I, every time it gets close, I'm like, oh, no, I can't do it. I just can't.
Wow.
Yeah, this time it was, I actually had to come into the studio. So I was like, well, I can't come in today. Smiling about it.
But just don't look. It still feels weird because they're in such a weird place. And sometimes they can't find the vein. And you feel like a taboo doll or whatever, one of the voodoo doll, you know.
Well, last time I did get my blood drawn, I didn't have any sugar or anything after it. And I tried going upstairs. And I almost fainted. I almost fainted on those stairs.
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
So that's another reason I don't do it.
Just get it done, dude. All right. We've got this. And then I'll tell you another thing I'm not going to do. This scares me more than getting my blood taken. Was a friend of mine on the way down today, we were talking about a newscaster who he's friends with, who I remember. And she is like one of these type A, live life to the fullest extreme. She has jumped out of an airplane 2,000 times.
No thanks.
It's like you're trying to have an accident. Like if you do it once, because we may have talked about this before. When I was like 21, I was kind of macho and I thought, oh, I have to jump. I have to do a skydive once. That lasted for about 3 weeks. And I'm like, I don't know if there was like an accident in the news or something, or the chute didn't open, but I know I would get the guy who is distracted and going through a divorce or something, or his wife's cheating on him and he forgets to pull a latch or pack the chute or something. I know that would be me. I am not doing that. And all these people say, YOLO. Of course I like skydiving. YOLO, baby. And it's like, you know, that means you only live once. But all the more reason not to skydive. If I know I'm going to be reincarnated, sure, let's go do it. But one life.
No.
Why would I? But 2,000, dude, that's like, you're trying to die. I get that there's a rush.
Yeah.
I get that it probably feels great, but no way.
I like riding roller coasters because of the thrill that I get.
Yeah, that's a better alternative.
I mean, it's still dangerous.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it could derail.
Do Just do like the Screaming Eagle at Great America or at Six Flags. That's like a wooden one.
That is the, I've done that ride so many times, and every time I feel like my back hurts after, as soon as I get off it.
Yeah.
My back is just, oh, it's in pain. But I'm like, it was worth it.
Yeah, you're lucky if you get out of there with a concussion. hey, let's get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is the most stressful thing about the holidays? So I found this thing. It's all about stress and what people stress out the most over. But the holidays, as fun as they are, can be very stressful. So that's our question tonight, folks. Unload. Get this off your chest. What is your, what stresses you out the most about the holidays? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, or X, go ahead and drop us a stream comment there. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. But let us know what stresses you out the most around the holidays. Kind of got an answer?
Shipping and handling.
Explain that.
Well, you know, it's that time of year where you're coming around late gift shopping a little bit, kind of.
Leaving it to the last minute.
I believe today's the last day that it's like you could get your gift before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe it's today. But if you're like me, you left one gift to the last moment. And you remembered it today.
And just like, one.
And then you look on the website that you got a link for, and it says, all right, it's $40 for this, but the shipping is international. So guess how much that was? $40.
And it's not even going to get there. Like, there's no guarantee.
Exactly.
Paying as much as the actual cost of the item. That is nuts.
So I'm like, what's... So, you know, I had to go to the Amazon and fire away on there and hopefully get it before Christmas.
Oh man, that is brutal.
I was hoping, I mean, it is my fault still, but it still would have costed, no matter what time I looked at it, $38 for shipping.
That's so weird because, and that's your brother's father-in-law.
Yes.
That's a lot of coin to drop on a distant relative. Like, maybe I do that if it's my actual father-in-law. I'm not trying.
No, he's a great guy.
I'm sure he's a great guy. Yeah. That doesn't mean you're going to empty your pockets. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so, I mean, the other gifts that I got before, like, it's like, oh, you have to reach this amount of money to get free shipping. You know, like some of those websites.
Oh, like, well, if you have Prime.
Well, no, it was, I didn't buy any gifts besides that one on Amazon this year. So I went to this one website and I was like, yeah, all right. So if you do $60,
yeah,
you get
right.
free shipping. But the item I bought was $50. So, well, either I get another item or it's in the shipping cost right there.
I think, you know what's going to cheer you up when we come back after the break? And you're going to hear a story I'm going to tell you about a guy who tried to escape in a cop car, but he was nude. That's coming up next, folks, and we'll read some of your texts. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you here, folks. Mace Michaels is coming up after news, weather, and sports. At the bottom of the hour, Mace will be here at 5:35. Very excited to talk to him. This will be his first time on the show. Rob Thomas coming up in hour two to talk movies. And James Netz will be here. Photographer James Netz talking about Hayward. What's the event called? A Hayward Christmas?
It's just Christmas in Hayward.
Christmas in
they
Hayward.
They have so many
it's
different
amazing.
Events just
yeah.
in Hayward. So, yeah.
And it's so picturesque. It's so beautiful there. So we'll talk about that with James in hour number three. I saw this movie has been mentioned a lot as an Oscar contender. It's called Train Dreams. I hate that it's on Netflix because I do feel like Netflix does not want people to go to theaters based on what I've read. And, you know, they put a movie in a theater for about a week and then they put it, you know, on Netflix so you can watch it in your living room, which is how I watch this. Very good movie, Train Dreams, Joel Edgerton, Felicity Jones. I don't even want to say too much because I don't want to get, you just should watch it. It's just a nice movie. It's a drama. There's not any heavy action or anything like that. And we'll talk, I don't know that Rob Thomas, who will be here in hour number two, has seen it yet, but I am going to ask him about it. I really, really like the story. It's just about a guy who built the railroads and he was an orphan and it's about his life. And the people he meets building railroads, some of the tragedies he sees, he marries a wife and they have a daughter. And that's all I want to say. It's just great. I cannot recommend this movie enough, though. It's just a straight through drama. And it's only an hour and 45 minutes long, which it's not a short movie, but it's not. Some of these epic movies or where they tell the story of a person's entire life can be 3 hours. And you don't need that. This film does like all the important parts and talks about his friendships and he experiences tragedy and all that kind of stuff. And then I just love the way it ended, too. It was so good and just a great drama. So I highly recommend Train Dreams on Netflix. Very solid film if you're looking for something to watch in your living room. So, yeah, I saw this con. This was in Denver. The police in Commerce City had an eventful weekend like usual, but this time there was one arrest that stood out from the others. The Commerce City Police Department shared some of the most significant incidents that happened over the weekend, and they posted this on YouTube. There were 300 calls for, like, drunken driving and that kind of stuff. But there was one guy who tried to sneak into the grounds of the police station, and he was trying to steal a patrol car. He took a police car. He got it, took it out. They had a very short chase. They pulled him over and discovered he had no clothes on.
What?
There's a lot that's wrong with this story. Like, stealing a car, wrong. Stealing a cop car, stupid.
Moron.
With no clothes on, even dumber. Like, you know, and then he's covering himself. Like, they pulled him over and he covers up. It's like, I just thought he wanted to be naked. Like, all of a sudden you get shy? You just stole a police car in the nude. By the way, I love that phrase, in the nude. There was a comic that used to do a joke. Every phrase with in the nude. I was taking the garbage out last night. In the nude. But I just thought this was so crazy. And they booked him with for third degree motor vehicle theft, second degree criminal trespass, and driving without a license. There's no mention here of indecent exposure or him not wearing any clothes.
I think they were like, all right, this is enough. I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, being naked it's inappropriate, I suppose, but it's not like you're hurting anybody, maybe hurting our eyes.
That just sounds like he wasn't. No mentions of, like, he was drunk or anything?
Not that I see here. And you know what's strange? Like, I expect this kind of behavior in Wisconsin. We like to drink.
Well, I mean, so you said it was in Denver, right?
It was outside of Denver, Commerce City.
Oh, okay. Well,
the City Police Department.
It could have been a Packer fan. Could have been a Packers fan.
Just left over? Kind of ticked off? He did it for Micah. He took his clothes off to try to rob a Colorado cop car. I don't know. I love stories like that, though. Mike Siegel, who has been on this show several times, always says there's nothing funnier than a naked guy because something went wrong. Like, there are perverts, and that's not cool, but, like, typically, I saw this reel the other night on Instagram, and this soccer player hit this crazy goal, and he ran up, and he jumped on the fence, and his teammates run over, and they're, like, you know, grabbing at him, and they pull his shorts down. So he's like on a fence with everybody staring right at him, and his shorts go down. Like,
oh no.
It's always something that goes horribly wrong. So there you go. Our question of the night, folks, is what stresses you out the most about the holidays? And I am going to steal an answer. I don't think I've ever done this willingly on Nightlight before, but Jenny Brand, our colleague here at Civic Media, who does a great job, I was thinking this over and I read her response and I was like, yes, that's it. And she said, the unnecessary expectations we put on ourselves and the occasion. And that's a great answer because, you know, you want the holidays to be great.
Yeah.
We look forward to it. It's like, oh my God, this is going to be great. So-and-so's coming to town. We're going to do this. And something always goes wrong. It never seems to go as planned. And I think a big part of trying to get through the holidays is accept that and just go, oh, whatever. The bar is low. Let's just have fun. And we used to, when we traveled a lot, it was like when we were coming back to Wisconsin, it was like, oh, it's going to be snowy and beautiful and the grandparents and the cousins. And then while it doesn't snow, it rains. And then the cousins can't come because they got sick. And then whatever. So I thought that was a great answer from our colleague, Jenny Brand. And I'm going to steal that. And Daniel Wheeler also said, agree. You can't manage others, but you can manage your own expectations. Very well said. What about you, Con? Oh, you already said that.
Shipping and handling.
Is it more the shipping or the handling?
Both. I don't know. The handling, too. Like, you know, you want to make sure that present gets to your house intact.
Yeah. No, that's one I would not have thought about either. well done. All right. So let us know what your most stressful time of the holidays is or what stresses you out the most. And I've also got top 10 life decisions here people stress over the most. We can get into that a little later, too. But hey, we are talking weather with our guy, Mace Michaels. That is coming up right after news, weather, and sports right here on Civic Media. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Rob Thomas will be here in hour number two. We're going to talk movies. A very big movie opens this weekend, Avatar: Fire and Ash, the third installment in that series from James Cameron. And the reviews are decent, but it's supposed to be, and no surprise, an absolute visual spectacle. So we'll talk to Rob about that. I doubt he's seen it yet, but you never know. And talking Christmas in Hayward in hour number three with photographer James Netz. But right now, I'm very excited to welcome our first guest of the night. I've been listening to this guy's voice for the last 2 years, and he does such a great job reporting on weather here at Civic Media. And I finally have him on the show. Very excited to welcome our pal and outstanding weatherman, Mace Michaels. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey there. Thanks. I appreciate the kind words.
Well, you know, it's the least. I got to butter you up, Mace, right? Because I'm going to bombard you with questions about winter.
I will try to answer them the best of my ability.
No, it's great to have you here. And how did you get such a cool name? Like, did you say I've got to be a weatherman with a name like this? Or did you change it for the weather? It's a great name.
Oh, I was 5 years old when I got into weather and broadcasting. Oh my gosh. They were, I know, it's sad. I'm like, I love weather. I'm from Minnesota, central Minnesota, in the Brainerd Lakes area, west of Duluth and north of Minneapolis.
Sure.
And just intrigued by why the weather made changes. You know, why did we see such crazy seasons? And you'd go from thunderstorms to, you know, snow sometimes in a month or two. So that's what really got me into it. But I always was bitten by the radio bug, too. And then, of course, with meteorology, that led me into TV.
Wow.
My name, though. I didn't even answer that question.
Oh, that's all right.
You'll love this. GM in Wausau. That was my first TV job. Mace is my middle name. Oh. Roger's my first name. I've always gone by Mace. Roger, dad's name, grandfather's name, but I've always been called Mace.
Okay.
They didn't know what to use for my last name. They wanted to change it. So about a half hour before my first TV weathercast, they're like, well, you're going to be Michaels.
Are you serious?
You know how the broadcast world works.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. So that's not your real last name.
No, no. Okay. Twig is my real last name, which you can you know, easily anybody can find that. But I've used Mace Michaels all the way through most of my broadcast career. Most stations on the TV side really liked it. So that's just what I've kept using. And, you know, now it's back as I come back around to radio, from which I did in, you know, high school and college. Here I am using Mace Michaels, continuing on.
Oh, I love that. That's gross. Because that's why I asked you. I thought that's way too cool of a name. Like, I probably should have changed my name. I had a couple monikers, like when I was doing radio in college, like, you know, Tim Dawson or something. Like, but Pete Schwab is like, it's kind of a mouthful to say. One of our listeners says you have to wet your lips to say the last name properly. So it's not an ideal name for broadcasting, but Mace Michaels, man, you are, that's a name you can set your watch by. I love it.
Well, I had a chief meteorologist that didn't like it, so they made me use Mace Rogers. That was in Michigan. Oh. But he thought I was, like, trying to be this big persona. And I'm like, no, if you knew me, dude, I am not a persona. That is not me.
We have that in common, Mace, because I'm a junior, and it's Thomas Peter, and they call me Pete. And it is, sure. I don't know if this has been an issue for you, but, you know, I used to be a stand-up comic. I would get paid as Pete Schwab, or I'd forget and pay my taxes as Pete Schwab. And like, well, wait a minute, it's Thomas. Then I'd have to get a waiver, and I'd have to talk to an attorney and get, it's created a lot of problems that you wouldn't think would be an issue. But I probably should have just done what I'm guessing you do and kept the same name and told people to write the check up to Thomas Peter. I don't know. It's a mess.
You know, other than the doctor's office and, you know, when you're paying taxes, I'm using Mace Michaels because that's what everybody, you know, when you're out and seeing somebody, or everybody knows me as Mace anyway. So the Michaels awesome. Guy part just comes along with it.
I love it. Are you, how do you do around the holidays, Mace? Is there anything you're stressing about? We do a question here every night, and tonight's is, what is the most stressful part about the holidays? Are you pretty chill? You seem pretty chill when you're giving your weather forecasts anyway, but is there anything that stresses you out about the holidays?
I'm overall a pretty chill guy, but it not really stresses me out, but I am not a materialistic guy. Okay. So finding presents for people is really tough for me. So if there's something that stress or annoys me, is that, because I just don't know what to get anybody and I don't know what I want myself. So it just doesn't go hand in hand.
Boy, that's a great answer. I'm a terrible gift getter too, but I'm in awe when I, like, my brothers does great with gifts. My sister, like, they get these gifts and I'm like, oh yeah. Like, it seems so simple. Like, why didn't I think of that? But I'm apparently incapable. So I'm kind of right there with you.
That's my mom. She can figure out a gift to get for everybody. And she's the one in the room who loves to talk to everybody. And I'm just usually the guy who, I don't know what to get you. And I'm going to go sneak off in the corner somewhere.
Yeah. Here's a gift card.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, Mace, the weather that over the next week and to get us through the holidays. It was a little bit of a warmer day today, but are you enjoying this weather, or does this seem like an Indian summer after last weekend?
When I stepped out yesterday, I'm in Minneapolis, okay. So I'm not far from you, just a little ways up the road.
Yeah.
It was weird for me to think, I'm like, oh, it feels so much warmer. And then I'm like, it's, you know, barely 30 degrees.
Yeah.
So, you know, that 30 degrees turnaround feels like a huge warm up after Indeed. We were, you know, having a tough time getting above zero like you guys this past weekend. So, yeah, I like the little bit of a warm up. I don't need the winter blast so early.
Okay. Same here, because I feel like a lot of weather people seem like you talked about when you were 5 years old, weather fascinated you. It fascinates me too, but I've never felt the need to, like, chase it or, like, I'm perfectly happy watching a thunderstorm from the comfort of my own home or my porch. But do you like winter? Are you a winter guy?
No, I'm more of a summer guy. I mean, I don't dislike winter. As I get older, it gets harder to deal with.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, no, I'm more of a summer guy, but I don't, you know, completely like, oh my God, winter, what am I going to do the next 4 months? Nah, I'm in weather. I can't complain about it. It's there. It's part of the deal.
Very good. Mace Michaels is my guest. He does weather for Civic Media here. It does a great job. You hear him at the top and bottom of the hour.
You're one of these professional guys turning it all back around and doing the recap thing.
Look at me. I've been trained well. I'm still finding my way, Mace. It was either this meteorology school or do nails, and I picked radio, so I'm doing the best I can here. But,
I love it. No. You got a great show. I enjoy it.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Are you a I saw this recently. I think it was on Ranker maybe or something, but it said the chances of a white Christmas have dramatically changed. Have you found that? I feel like, you know, I could always count on a white Christmas when I went to Marinette, Wisconsin, or in Northeast Wisconsin, but it does seem like we just don't get as much snow. Is that kind of consistent with what your research shows?
You know, I'm not sure if it matches up for as much snow. I mean, the last few years obviously have been less. The thing that's kind of stuck out to me, and I'm far from a bigger climatological type guy. I'm a day-to-day type forecaster. That's okay. What I've been doing forever in my broadcast career. And that's just, that's what I'm best at. But just thinking back to when I was younger, now here's a young guy, but when I'm older now, that's what it was like when I was a kid. But it seems like the beginning of the winter and falls are much milder. And then the late winter, early spring has, at least here in Minnesota, trended much, much colder. Mm. And I don't know if that's affecting Christmas, like you say, Christmas at snow, but it just seems like we've been, I think of a couple of Christmas ago, we had rain on Christmas in the 40s. So I don't know if that's a global warming thing, that it's taking the poles longer to freeze, that Siberian cold air to really kick up. And then once it's here, it stays a little longer than it normally would. That's kind of the hypothesis I put together in my head. I don't know if there's any bearing behind it. I'd have to do more research and read on it. But it just kind of seems like that's been the trend of the last, you know, two, 3 decades almost.
That's interesting. And that's the time I'm ready, like, you feel like you kind of almost escaped winter, like, oh, it's been pretty warm. Then all of a sudden, no, there's 2 really cold weeks in March and you're just ready to like drive off a bridge or something.
It was a few years ago. February was our coldest month of the winter. And you're like, why is February the cold one? It should be, you know, mid-January, late December, but not the case the last couple of years. Yeah. It seemed to trend colder later.
So overall, Mace, like this winter, I can't tell. Like, I read this thing about fewer white Christmases and a warming trend, but do you think this winter will be, and I'm doing this purely for selfish reasons, because if it's really cold, I want to brace myself. Or if you're going to tell me, well, it should be a little warmer, not much snow, I want to feel good about it. So do you have overall thoughts, whether it's from Minneapolis across Wisconsin, to what this winter will be like, kind of just a thumbnail sketch, if you would?
You know, looking at, and again, that is not my area expertise, but just kind of following what the models have shown and how our pattern has shifted over the last few months. And then of course the National Weather Service, they do a fantastic job, the Climate Prediction Center, of long range forecasts, but looking at least through the rest of this month, and there's a model that, you know, doesn't nail down the day-to-day stuff, but it really gives you the trends of how things look over the next month. We definitely are trending on a very active pattern, so maybe better chances for snow, but it also, it's not trending to as many warm days like these. We're near normal or colder than normal, as I even plunge into, I'm looking at the model right now into mid-December, mid-January, and it's got some real shots of Arctic air.
Oh,
so
no.
If that trend continues, you know, and with a La Nina, the colder waters in the Pacific Ocean, that tends to favor us to be having a colder and snowier winter. Well, it's starting off that way, and that may just continue. The Climate Prediction Center doesn't expect that to slow down until sometime into the spring months.
That's got to get you excited, huh, Conrad?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Conrad. Mace.
Thanks a lot, Mace.
I was wondering if he was there. You know, I see him here in chat, but he didn't say anything, you know?
Yeah, he's kind of like during the interviews. He chimes in once in a while, but usually I have to call on him.
Well, you know,
he raises his hand like he's in school.
I take the powders. That's usually right.
Takes
that
the powder. So, Mace, what is something like, obviously tornadoes and hurricanes are very dangerous. Is there a type of weather that kind of freaks you out a little bit as a meteorologist, like a really bad thunderstorm or something? Like what kind of gets you excited?
Excited wise, I mean, I enjoy thunderstorms. I mean, it's just meteorology thing. But if there's a type of weather that, you know, I wouldn't say scares me, but if it was headed to my house, you know, I'd be, we had a threat of some very large hail here, and thankfully it diminished a couple of years ago. And it was putting out softballs and baseballs about 10 miles north of me, and the vector of it was coming this way.
Wow.
And thankfully it was much smaller, and really the storm dissipated. It was, you know, 1 in the morning too. So it was even, a little scarier from that aspect.
Yeah.
And then I lived in Florida for 10 years, my wife and I, and you know, hurricane season. I don't miss it. I don't want to deal with it. The tropics, I understand it, respect it. It was fun to forecast it, but I don't want to live in it again, because you just have to worry about your house and home and your family and your friends all the time when the storm's headed your way. So I don't miss that at all.
Wow. Mace Michaels is here, folks. We're going to do a very short break, and then we'll have Mace for a few more minutes, and then we'll let him get on with his evening. We're going to talk to Mace a little bit more about weather, and maybe I'll ask him if he's a Vikings fan or what he's binge watching. We'll have some, we'll let you off the hook, Mace, a little bit, not just keep this weather related. We'll try to give you some fun too and not talk so much shop with you. But it's great to have you here. Our question of the night, folks, is, what stresses you out the most about the holidays? Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment and be part of the show. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from, around the state or maybe in Minnesota, like our current guest, Mace Michaels, is. News, sports, and weather is just around the corner, folks, coming up at the top of the hour. We've got a few more minutes with our new pal, Mace Michaels, here. He does a great job here at Civic Media covering weather. Mace, what have you ever chased a storm?
I have, with that crazy guy, Corey Hartman, if you're familiar with him.
I was just going to give him a shout out because I saw you had Severe Studios on your LinkedIn maybe or something, and I got addicted to the videos that and it's Corey's voice chasing these storms, and I was wondering if you ever had done that with him or Jordan Hall, who we've had on the show.
I have. You know, I we never really ended up, you know, I'm usually in a studio somewhere when most of the severe weather's going on. But when it happens, I've been lucky enough to go out a few times. Never seen a tornado, but plenty of wall clouds and shelf clouds and fun things like that. That intrigues me. And, you know, I know where I'm safe and I'm not safe. So, you know, I never worry about what I'm doing during that type of chasing.
That's pretty cool. You also, you mentioned TV. How is it? Is it different doing the weather? It is, I'm sure. But like TV, you have all these fun graphics you can use. Does it kind of make your job easier or is it a little more difficult because of all the bells and whistles?
Well, just like here in radio, we're ad-libbing. We're just talking about whatever we want to talk about. And people are always surprised that, yes, the news people are reading off scripts and so is sports. And then there's ad-lib in between. But weather's all ad-lib, and that's because I got the maps behind me. So I kind of set my script with the maps, even though I'm not writing anything down. And I, you know, put together my story just like a book, what I want to tell. So when I'm doing TV stuff. Which I'm on three stations over here in Minneapolis.
Oh,
so if you're in Western Wisconsin, you probably can't escape me. And I apologize for that already.
Did you ever see the movie Groundhog Day and Bill Murray's weatherman character? Did that make you laugh?
Oh, it makes me laugh. And it sometimes makes me scratch my head because there are weather patterns that get like that.
Oh, that's so funny. So you're in Minnesota. Are you a Vikings fan? Do you follow the NFL at all?
I do, but I don't intently. What I do follow closely is MLB. I'm actually a meteorologist with the Minnesota Twins.
I saw
that's my cool job.
That's really cool. So what does that mean? I didn't even realize that baseball teams had employed meteorologists. Would you just inform them on weather for the game?
We are the only one, actually, that has a meteorologist on site. A lot use consultant meteorologists on the phone or something. But I'm on site. There's two of us split up that big home schedule, the 80 games. And I'm here for them and letting everybody know when it's going to rain or not. You know, baseball and water don't mix real well in most cases. So
you get to watch the game, though, too.
Oh, well, on a sunny 70-degree night, there's nothing better than watching a baseball game semi-behind home plate. It's beautiful.
I'm
spoiled. And I'm blessed to have that job. It's awesome.
One more question for you about weather, and it also pertains to movies. What did you think of the movies, the Twister movies? Like, do you kind of watch those and go, that would never happen, or, this is pretty fun?
You'll laugh at me. The first one I saw, and of course I loved it, I have still yet to see the second one.
Oh, okay. I would imagine it's more realistic just because the CGI is so much better. And I thought so. I've seen both. And I thought the second one, I don't know how realistic it is or not. I'm just a movie fan, but the effects were pretty amazing.
Yeah, oh, that's what I've heard and seen the clips of, that the effects looked amazing. I just wasn't as excited for the storyline.
Yeah.
You know, I was hoping there'd be more throwbacks to the first movie, and they, you know, no Helen Hunt. I was disappointed.
Right. And Bill Paxton, sadly, yeah, God rest his soul, is no longer with us, which is a bummer. But Mace, this has been fun. Thank you. Before we let you go, I just have to ask you, when you're done at the end of the day and you kick your meteorologist feet up and you're not looking at weather, are you binge watching anything? What do you like to watch on colored television?
I'm not binge watching as much because we have three Yorkies and a kitty.
Oh,
so
wow.
They keep me busy and I am playing or collapsing, one or the other.
Okay. No TV, no movies.
It's on if they're, you know, my wife will put stuff on, but I usually am not the one picking it as much. I mean, if I'm watching something on TV, it's sports.
Nice. That's outstanding. Thank you so much for your time tonight, Mace. It's been great getting to know you, and I hope we can have you on more often. Keep doing a great job. Love listening to your forecasts.
Thank you, and happy to come back anytime. I appreciate the invite. Thanks.
You got it. Have a great night. All right. That is Mace Michaels. That was fun. It was worth the wait. 2 years, Conrad.
That was
I've been listening to Mace do the weather, and we finally got him on the show.
Yeah.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah.
Actually,
we didn't
really ask because I didn't know. Sometimes, you know, when you start out, you're I was the same way with Clemens. Like, he's so busy. I don't want to burn him. Like, and you hear Mace every twice an hour. I'm like, he doesn't have time to come on this little song and dance show.
I mean, do you think
but he does?
Do you think it'd kill him to give us a couple Twins tickets?
I was hoping for him to say, Pete, pretty much Wisconsin is going to be sunny and 70 moving forward.
I wish.
But I'll take some baseball tickets,
Yes.
He could probably throw you a couple if you're willing to...
take the journey.
Drive across the state. That's not an easy drive.
No. Especially in the winter, too.
Exactly. I did see this. Where is that? Oh, yeah. The best city for Christmas, Conrad. Do you know what it is?
Oh, I got to say, do you like how I printed the colors on that one for you?
Which one was that? Oh, the map? The one with all the numbers on it with the cities? And
I did that just for you.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Next time,
a lot of color print right there.
Sharpen the crayon next time because you went outside the lines.
I'm sorry.
No, this is really good. Yeah, because this one, look at this little black and white one. It's like a thumbnail. Like I can't.
Yeah, that's not fun.
All right, we'll talk about that after we're going to do the news, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to tell you what the best city for Christmas is. You might be surprised, but maybe you won't. And you might be kind of ticked off. So we'll see. And we'll read some more of your texts. Our question of the night is, what stresses you out the most about the holidays? And I'm totally plagiarizing tonight. Jenny Brand, I agree with her expectations. But I think I agree with Mace, too, is buying gifts for people. I'm really not good at it.
You know, just go with the old, you got to do socks. Everyone needs some socks.
Nothing says I put no thought into this like socks or a gift card. Because socks, for a guy, that's what we just get. And I'm fine with that.
You know, I love getting socks now.
I do too.
When I was younger, I hated it. But now I'm like, this will be great.
I'm totally with you. Because we talked about this last night. I'm never going to go out and buy socks. So give them to me. But I mean, in terms of me buying gifts for others, I just want to be better at it. So, all right. Open to your thoughts, folks. Tell me how I can improve. Be part of the show. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Act 2 is coming up after news, weather, and sports.
My sweet Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.